musical centers as well. We're going to hear two of the most important composers of the English Baroque, John Blow and Henry Purcell, and then somebody who's kind of an import from both Germany and Italy. We'll get back to them in just a minute. But let's hear some excerpts from John Blow's Venus and Adonis, composed in 1681. We'll hear Entry, a dance by a huntsman, an act tune, and then from Act Three, The Death of Adonis. This is a performance with Lynn Dawson, soprano, Stephen Varco, bass, the London Baroque, and Charles Medlem conducting.
Thank you.
Excerpts from the very intimate opera Venus and Adonis, composed in 1681, kind of in the middle Baroque. John Blow, the English composer, and we are talking about English composers of opera on our opera box today. And we're going to jump from John Blow to Henry Purcell, who wrote for a somewhat larger ensemble, more choral music, just a more operatic sense, I guess you might say. Not so much the Schubert song cycle sort of style that you might be familiar with Schubert, which John Blow comes closer to that with his intimacy. Purcell, a little bit bigger in his scope. And we're going to hear excerpts from Dido and Aeneas, composed in 1690, King Arthur, composed in 1691, and The Faerie Queen, composed in 1692. As you can see, he was on a roll, and that roll ended very suddenly when he was 36 years old, and he agreed to fight in a duel, and he lost. And England lost, and the whole world of music lost as well. Let's listen to soprano Jill Feldman, the Deller Choir and King's Music, Alfred Deller conducting, tenor Paul Elliott. We will also hear Roderick Skeeping playing the violin, and Alfred Deller, the countertenor, in some music of Henry Purcell from England.
Thank you.
3 excerpts of operas or dramatic works with singing by Henry Purcell, another of the great English Baroque composers of opera, Henry Purcell's Dido and Aeneas first, and then excerpts from King Arthur, and finally excerpts from The Faerie Queen. Now, there is one composer that I've talked about of German birth and descent, who then moved to Italy for a while and mastered the art of composing Italian opera, and then he exported Italian opera to England, where there was a lot of money. The middle class was exploding. The Industrial Revolution was just taking off in England before any of the other countries on the mainland in Europe. And so there were a lot of nouveau riche and nouveau middle class people who were looking for entertainment. And Georg Friedrich Händel, or George Frederick Handel, as he later became known in England, filled the bill just beautifully. He also got involved with a duel, and he was a little bit luckier than Henry Purcell, I might add. They got into a sword fight about who got to play the harpsichord in one of Handel's opera performances, the harpsichordist or Handel, the composer and conductor. And they fell to blows, and they drew swords and lunged at each other, and the sword of Handel's opponent got stuck on a button that Handel had on his coat. And as a result of that, Handel's life was saved. We got to hear a number of other operas that he composed and the great oratorios later in his life as well. But Handel was always had a temper. He always had a temper. When Cuzzoni, one of the great sopranos that he imported from Italy and had her singing in England, refused to sing one of his arias because it didn't show off her voice enough, he grabbed her by the scruff of the neck, hung her out a window, and threatened to drop her if she didn't agree to sing it. Well, she did agree to sing it, and it was tremendously successful, I might add. So Handel had a lot that he had to deal with. He did a lot of his composing while in bed, and it actually took him longer to get out of bed than it would have taken him to rewrite entire pages of his music score. So if he dropped a piece of music on the floor, he would just rewrite the whole page rather than get up out of bed to pick it up and continue his composing that way. We're going to hear some excerpts from several of his operas. I believe all of these are in the Italian language, so technically they're English operas in the sense that they were premiered and mostly performed in England, but they are thoroughly Italian in terms of not only the language, but the style of operatic composing that Handel had mastered. Excerpts from Flavio, Tolomeo, and Rodolinda. We'll be hearing Bernarda Fink, mezzo-soprano, Christina Hogman, soprano. We'll also hear Lisa Saffer, soprano, Drew Minter, countertenor, and David Thomas, our bass, with Nicholas McGeegan, who you get to hear up at the Aspen Music Festival every summer, but here with the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh.
Music of Handel, excerpts from Flavio and Tolomeo. We didn't really have time to play the excerpts from Rodelinda that I thought we would play, but that was enough to give you a bit of an idea of the last of the great English composers, even though he was born in Germany and learned his craft in Italy and brought Italian opera kind of as an import. But he's the only German-born person that I know of who is buried in Westminster Abbey. So I guess by that time we can now call him, for sure, an Englishman. We're going to say a little bit about what's happening in the world of opera, which is not very much in the month of September, as you can imagine. The Central City Opera has closed its doors for the season, as has Santa Fe Opera, and Opera Colorado is months away from their performances. So, to fill the gap, are some of the smaller opera ensembles like Opera on Tap Colorado, on demand at Lanny's Clock Tower Cabaret, 1601 Arapaho Street in Denver, tomorrow at 7 p.m. It's only $8 for tickets in advance. Ruth Carver, Eve Orenstein, Thomas Poole, Ruth Carver, Mallory Bernstein, and others in a performance where they designed to engage the audience like never before with a funky and fun vibe. Opera on Tap on demand. So I guess that means that you, the audience, get to decide what gets sung. Tiffany Blake, soprano, and John Seesholtz, baritone, are singing in recital on Monday, the 22nd of September at 7:30 p.m. at Organ Recital Hall at the University Center for the Arts in Fort Collins. A number of art songs there. Erica Papillon-Posey, mezzo-soprano, and Clayton G. Williams, baritone, performing a concert, Souls of the Soil, for Denver audiences after a sold-out summer European tour. Opera arias, art songs, African-American spirituals, jazz, and musical theater selections accompanied by multiple pianists. That's Saturday, September 27th at 6 p.m. at 3370 Ivy Street in Denver. Arias at Avos, Sunday, September 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. with the Opera Fort Collins Apprentice Artists performing at Avogadro's number, 650 South Mason Street in Fort Collins. Suggest a donation, a mere $10. Lyric coloratura soprano Stephanie Ann Ball in a concert honoring one of Colorado's humanitarians, Julia Greeley. Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception, 1530 Logan Street in Denver on Sunday, September 28th at 5 p.m. It's free. A free will offering will be taken. Opera theater singers at CU Boulder presenting a free concert on Monday, September 29th at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Theater at iMig Music, 1020 18th Street here in Boulder. As you can see, a really good way to save money is to see opera in September, because a lot of the opera performances that are happening are so intimate that the ticket prices are somewhere between $0 and $10 often. And finally, Vale Rideout singing a recital of Die Schöne Müllerin with pianist William van Schelkwijk on Thursday, October 2nd at 6:15 p.m. at UNC in Greeley. He's offering a vocal masterclass on Tuesday, September 30th at 6:15 p.m. Both events are in the Milne Auditorium, Kepner Hall, and both are free. Let's listen to Die Schöne Müllerin, or at least part of it. It's too long a song cycle of Schubert to play the whole thing, but we can certainly hear some of it. Sanford Sylvan is singing this with David Brightman playing the forte piano.
Das Wandern ist des Mühlers, ist das Wandern. Das Wandern des Mühlers muss das Wandern. Das muss ein schlechter Mühler sein, dem niemals fiel das Wandern ein. Das Wandern, das Wandern, das Wandern, das Wandern. Vom Wasser haben wir's gelernt, vom Wasser. Vom Wasser haben wir's gelernt, vom Wasser. Das hat nicht Rast bei Tag und Nacht, ist stets auf Wanderschaft bedacht. Das Wasser, das Wasser, das Wasser, das Wasser. Das sehen wir auch den Rädern ab, den Rädern. Das sehen wir auch den Rädern ab, den Rädern. Die gar nicht gerne stille stehen, die sich mein Tag nicht müde drehen. Die Räder, die Räder, die Räder, die Räder. Die Steine, selbst so schwer sie sind, die Steine. Die Steine, selbst so schwer sie sind, die Steine. Sie tanzen mit den Munden rein und wollen gar noch schneller sein. Die Steine, die Steine, die Steine, die Steine. O Wandern, Wandern, meine Lust, o Wandern. O Wandern, Wandern, meine Lust, o Wandern.
Herr Meister und Frau Meisterin, lasst mich in Frieden weiterziehen und wandern und wandern und wandern und wandern.
Sanford Sylvan in Songs from Schubert's Song Cycle Die Schöne Müllerin. David Brightman was the forte pianist in that performance, bringing us up to 2 minutes before 8 o'clock. We are KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. I'm Chris Moore. I've been your host for Opera Box this evening here on KGNU, a new program where we focus on the world of opera. Sometimes I sneak in a little art song when an opera singer sings it. But now it is time for us to move right into a classic Monday. So our Monday evenings now are really dominated by different kinds of classical music. The operatic world from 7 to 8 p.m., from 8 to 10 p.m., the rest of classical music, I guess you might say. And then Present Edge comes in from 10 p.m. to midnight with what the living composers are doing with the classical music traditions. And those are some very interesting things, some very melodious and some incredibly different from anything that you might expect music to be about. So stay tuned every Monday evening for classical music and upcoming classics, I guess you might say, on our Present Edge show. Well, the Colorado Symphony is back together for another season, and it's very exciting. Actually, just very recently, I was at Red Rocks Auditorium, and there at the great amphitheater, the sound actually was quite good, and the Colorado Symphony Orchestra played music that I guess you might say would go well with edibles, but it was packed. There was just hardly a seat anywhere to be found in Red Rocks, so it was like a good solid rock concert, literally in this case, and they played things like The Planets by Holst and Ravel's Bolero and other kinds of pieces that actually sound very, very good on Marijuana, and it was an interesting concert, obviously a very controversial one, something that the symphony has met with a lot of controversy, but as you can see, also, if you go to those kinds of concerts, you will see a large, large audience there as well. Their official season, their classical season, begins with two great works of Beethoven. Beethoven wrote the Choral Fantasy for piano, chorus, and orchestra, I think about 10 or 15 years or so before he completed his greatest and most popular work, the Symphony No. 9, the Choral Symphony. We are going to hear the entire Choral Symphony now. Beethoven was stone deaf as he composed this music and as he attempted to conduct it, and the orchestra was kind of ignoring him and just kind of following the first violinist along the way, and he had to be turned around to receive the applause of the audience because he thought the piece was still going on. At that point, the audience roared its approval. Entire complete strangers were holding and hugging one another. It was an amazing concert, and it went on, the screaming and the applause and the ovations went on for a very, very long time. So September 18th and 19th, Thursday and Friday at 7:30 p.m., Beethoven Symphony No. 9 with Andrew Litton conducting and Jeffrey Beagle playing the piano. The Colorado Symphony Chorus has had a chance to learn the Beethoven 9 Symphony because that's how the Aspen Music Festival season ended, I believe on August 17th or sometime right around there. They sang that up in the Aspen Music Festival final performance and then came right down here, and probably just with a little bit of polishing up, they're ready for a great performance here as well. So do go to the ColoradoSymphony.org website and pick up your tickets. Tickets do start as low as $25 as an add-on to your package. So let's take a listen now to Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, the Choral Symphony. This goes on for about an hour and 15 minutes, so sit back, relax, and enjoy a lot of great music, sung by soprano Jesse Norman, contralto Reinhild Runkel, tenor Robert Schunk, and bass Hans Sutton. The Ninth Symphony is also performed by Georg Schulte in this performance with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Chorus on KGNU.